Lights, please. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we heard, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." One of my favorite songs to sing this time of year is called "Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming." And I asked Joseph if he would sing part of that song just for us to listen to. He's going to sing the second verse. So let's just listen to that now. She bore for us a Savior when half spent was the night. When did God choose to come and save us? To come to us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. When did He choose that? When half spent was the night. It's so beautiful, it's so fitting that of all the times of the year, during the year when God could have come to us, He chose to come at the end of December, when the days are the shortest and the night is the longest. And He came in the middle of the night, when half spent was the night, to remind all of us that there is no darkness so deep that the light of Christ cannot penetrate. What is it about lights in darkness that we as human beings naturally appreciate? Don't we all enjoy looking at lights in the midst of darkness? Aren't those trees so beautiful? What do you like to do on a clear night when you're away from the cities, to look up at the stars? If you're out camping at night, you just gather on the fire. It's amazing how you can just stare at a campfire for hours. What do people like to do this time of year but to drive around and look at Christmas lights? There's something in all of us that just appreciates the look of lights in the midst of darkness. And I think that reveals something to us. You see, when I see a light in the midst of darkness, it reminds me that that's what I am called to be. That's what I was created to be, a light in the darkness. We all know in our world there's tremendous darkness. There always has been. There always will be. And if I'm honest, if I'm humble, I can actually admit that there's some darkness that exists even in me. My sinful choices, my sinful desires. This is exactly why Christmas is so important. Because it was on this day that the light of the world came. that Jesus came to bring his light and his truth and his love and his grace and his peace and his joy to all those who would open their hearts and receive it. If I truly am called to be this light in the darkness, how do I actually receive that light? What do I have to do to receive this light that Jesus brings? The day you were baptized, everybody got a candle. And at your baptism, that candle was lit from an Easter candle close by. And that baptism candle is a symbol of that light of Christ that comes to me in my baptism. The whole point of the Christian life as I grow in my faith is that that light would continue to burn and actually to burn even more brighter. But sadly, we know there are many baptized Catholics out there who, as they grow and mature and become impacted by the darkness of the world, they begin to believe the lie that the darkness is going to make me happy. That the darkness is what I actually want. That's the greatest lie of the evil one. And what do many Catholics do? They buy into that lie. They begin to live sinful lives. And what happens? The light goes out in them. There is nothing more sad, nothing more tragic than a Christian who has lost his or her light inside of them. But do we despair in this moment? No, this is the very reason why Jesus established that great sacrament of confession, reconciliation, so that when I buy into the lies of the dark world, I can come back to the light through that great sacrament. I can humble myself. I can come to one of his ministers and say, I'm sorry. I'm weak. I'm broken. Have mercy upon me. And when I do that, the light comes back. This candle needs wax to burn. As we live the Christian life, daily prayer, coming to Mass every Sunday, always worthily receiving Holy Communion, it's like more and more wax is added to my candle. And so the flame keeps burning and burns even brighter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Why do we love looking at lights in the darkness? Why do we find it so beautiful? Because it taps into something in the depths of our souls that reminds me, this is who I was created to be. This is why I'm here, to be that light in the darkness. You probably can't see it right now, but there's a scripture passage on this wall over here from Jesus in John chapter 9 where Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When did Jesus come to us? When did he choose to come and save us? When half spent was the night. He came at the end of December, when the days are the shortest and the nights are the longest, to remind us there is no darkness that his light cannot penetrate. This Christmas, let's ask ourselves the question, is my light, is the light of Christ in me, is it burning brightly? And if not, let's ask for that grace of repentance, of faith, of renewal. You see, the only people who know the true joy of Christmas are the ones in whom the light of Christ burns oh so brightly. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light has come, and that light wants to come into me.